You're not at the Miley Cyrus status where you don't have to go into class now, you know?
Well, I mean all the little kids at school are like, they still are kind of like starstruck when I walk in the door. They're like, oh my God, that's Anna. But other than that, I mean, the school is really like cool with me having to leave because they just send me the work. And so it's kind of like regular school, but in a professional sort of way.
That's cool. Nice. That must be kind of weird to have all the young kids just kind of oogling you throughout the day.
It is. It is kind of weird, but I mean, I still love it because I get, they're like, it's just the way they look at me, and I'm like, hey, and they're like, oh my God, she talks to me. It's really cool.
That's sweet.
So do you have other, you know, I mean, are there other like actresses and actors and, you know, music artists that are, end up in school with you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like Demi Lovato's sister goes, the Jonas Brothers' little brother goes, yeah. Brazen Cyrus, which is Miley's younger brother, and Noah Cyrus goes. So, I mean, they're like the big stars siblings that go there.
That's really cool.
Cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So, you know what? What's really nice, and I mean, you can tell by talking to you, and I talked to you last week a little bit on the phone, and you can tell by talking to you that you haven't let this get into your head. I mean, it gets into your head, you're conscious of what's happening, but it hasn't made you have a big head about what's going on.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Thank you. I mean, that's why I have my parents and, you know, my people around me to keep me grounded.
Well, you know, let me ask a quick question first off before we even say anything about the show. Okay, you're coming back June 12th, and we've got this show that's going to go on. You're going to, you know, perform, and it's going to be a kind of a combination birthday bash. Now, you're going to turn 14. What do you want for your birthday?
Aw, yeah, I am turning 14. That is so exciting. But really, I mean, I really don't want, I mean, the party is enough and, you know, the whole concert thing. But, I mean, if people could just, like, bring donations to St. Jude's, like, because, I mean, I already have what I want, what I need.
That is so wonderful.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's other kids out there who need more than I do.
Wow. I don't know any other 14-year-old girl who would ask for donations to St. Jude for their birthday. That's very admirable of you.
That's very nice.
Aw, thank you. I mean, I'm affiliated with all these children's hospitals out here in California. And, I mean, I do events all the time for children with special needs, and
sure.
Like I'm doing an event next, actually this weekend, with cystic fibrosis.
That's great.
And for a little girl who has cystic fibrosis.
That's
so
great.
I mean I'm all into that stuff, so I'd love it if people could bring donations.
That's really good. Now let me ask you something. You know, how does somebody, and everybody's going to ask this, how does somebody from little rural town Louisiana end up in the big L.A. and end up first off on Hollywood Records and, you know, now doing stuff with Disney? And, you know, I mean, your music, everybody that's heard your music and seen your videos, they're like, wow, she's got a great voice. How did you get into this? I mean, what happened that finally, you know, said, wow, this is really happening? I mean, were you singing at home and you said, well, I've got this talent, or your parents said it? I mean, how did you end up where you are now?
Well, I mean, when I was like 6 or 7, I did, my first performance was at Grace Christian School, and that's where I was going to school at the time, and I, for a talent show, I sang Lucky by Britney Spears, and from like right there at that moment, when I was on stage, even though there was like only like 50 people in there, I mean, I knew I wanted to be on stage and to sing, I mean, at 7 years old. And so, I mean, right then and there, my mom was like, well, you want to be a singer, right? And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
And so we came out to California, and, I mean, things didn't happen overnight. I mean, it was, like, extremely hard, especially leaving my family and friends, because that just was really devastating. But, like, about a year ago, everything just really started happening, and, like, I signed to Hollywood Records. And my manager, I mean, when I met my manager introduced me to them. And then from there, I just kind of took off, I guess. I got great opportunities, and I just took advantage of them.
Well, you know, we've been telling all the listeners about the show. The tickets go on sale this Friday for the event. Let's talk a little bit about your future and what plans are being made for you right now. Can you let the cat out of the bag about some of the things that are going on? I know you got a big McDonald's campaign you're doing.
Well, Well, my album is coming out later this year, and it's, you know, my album, like I said, is about, it's got a lot of songs, and every song on there is related to my life in some, in some sort of way, and I think every song on there, somebody will be able to relate to, like, you know, my song New Boyfriend that you guys are playing, you know, all my, you know, all the girls out there who isn't happy with their boyfriend, or, you know, wants a boyfriend, you know, it's just, basically tells them, you know, how to get, you know, how they want to be treated.
Sure.
Anyway, so, like, I don't know, my album should be coming out later this year. Future movies for Disney and television shows.
That is,
you know,
so
tour date and, you know, shows coming up. So, you know, just be watching.
That's great. On Disney Channel. You know, you've been on, you know, a lot of different Disney things. You've been on the, you know, Disney radio. It's funny, we heard you on the satellite radio. Of course, you're being played on our station with New Boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you know, even on Disney 365, you know, I mean, you're all over the place.
And the Starstruck one. That's coming out soon, too.
Starstruck hits the stores June 8th, actually, just in time for you to come come back to town, you know. So it's like, and you've got, what, three songs on that made-for-TV movie, correct?
Oh, I do, yes.
Absolutely.
I do.
That's awesome. You know, so it's really nice to, and have you had a lot of friends back here that you haven't been able to see for a while?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, last time I came home, I think it was Christmas. And I haven't, you know, I still didn't get, I mean, I was only home for about 2 weeks, and I still didn't get to see all my friends that I wanted to see. So I think that me coming home June 12th with my birthday being there and having a concert, I think everybody's going to show up. Because when I actually found out that the show and everything was confirmed, I immediately texted, like, all my friends back home, and every one of them said they were coming. And so I'm, like, so excited, and I'm so happy I'm getting all the amount of support.
That's awesome. You know, Anna, we really wish you the best, and we look forward to seeing you here in just a couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah, thank you so
much. Yes, I'm so excited.
Hey, we have to ask you one important question. What flavor of birthday cake do you like?
I like chocolate on chocolate.
Chocolate on chocolate.
It's my kind of girl.
Everybody's gonna love chocolate. Everybody's gonna have a sugar rush that day.
Well, especially me.
Fantastic. But thank you so very, very much, and we look forward to having you here on the 12th. It's going to be a Buelow Fun Park, and we've got more details coming up, and a lot of really really cool things are going to be going on throughout the day, and some other artists that we're adding to the bill, too, that we're going to tell you about in just a bit here on Q93.